guys, what's going on, my COVID fashion listeners out there? You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and of course you know that this is what? The special edition, the special COVID fashion edition. Everybody, have I got news for you. Of course you know that this is Francesca, and I'm coming to you with the latest topics, the latest top looks, everything today. Today we having a special guest. Oh my God, it's gonna be superb. You know, it's gonna be awesome, you know, because it's an honor to have this guest on my podcast show. Okay, guys, I'm telling you, like I said before, like if you don't know what COVID fashion is, I'm telling you, you need to download the app, or please download the app. You know, when I said I need, that's like a command or whatever, you know, but I'm sorry about that. But make sure you download the app, guys, to those who don't have COVID fashion or whatever. Anyway, if you have any questions or concerns, or you want a fashion house shout out or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Oh my God, we got so much in store today. I mean, I went to the Facebook groups and I asked one particular question, and I got over 100 comments. But of course, guys, you know, I can only pick a couple, you know. So basically what I did was I went down every Facebook group that dealt with COVID fashion and asked them a question, you know, and everybody put their input in on it, and I really appreciate it. I mean, like, it was nothing but COVID fashion love, guys. I am telling you, it was just wonderful love, amazing love, pure love, and I just appreciate all the comments, and you know, it was so amazing. And I asked, when did to the Facebook, you know, groups, I asked them, when did they like first started like COVID's fashion? And a lot of you Facebook group people out there, y'all had a lot to offer, you had a lot to share, and that was like really amazing. And I picked like certain people, you know, from a certain group. So guys, if you're listening, you might hear your name up on my podcast show. But anyway, guys, I just appreciate all the love that you gave when I, you know, when I asked that question. I mean, like, and it's keep going and going and going and going. Like my tablet, guys, is like bling 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 bling. And that is like so exciting, guys. So you did an amazing job on that, and I really appreciate the love, and you know, the just spreading the love, that's all you need. Like no negativity, you know, just love, nothing but pure love. Anyway, guys, I want to talk to you about when I did ask the Facebook groups the question, I received a message. I think the lady, her name is Nellie Allen, and she came from the Facebook group COVID Add and Borrow, and she said to me, she was like, "Why are you spamming?" And I was like, okay, like, you know, I replied to her back and I said that I'm not spamming. And, you know, it got kind of hostility, you know. And I just want to let Miss Nellie or Nelle Allen or whoever she is, I just want to basically let her know that this is not a spam. This is not a spam. I do have my own podcast show and I broadcast it quite faithfully. So Miss Allen or whoever you are, I'm not stooping to your level, because I'm not gonna endure in your hate negativity. I mean, I don't need that energy, you know. And you know, I said some hostility stuff, I admit, because I go to everybody's Facebook. I mean, for those who do see me in the Facebook groups like COVID Add and Borrow and COVID, you know, like all the COVIDs, and I ask questions, and I do post my podcast episodes when I'm basically doing COVID's fashion or whatever the case may be. So, Miss Allen, I'm gonna sit up here and just ignore you because you're, I mean, absolutely, you're not on my level for number one. Number two, I am not spamming. And number three, I'm not bothering you. I'm not committing any crimes, any way, shape, or form. So you stay in your lane and I will stay in mine, and we'll basically keep it that way. Anyway, guys, I just had to get that off my chest, you know, because you have a lot of negativity energy coming forward to you, like, you know, and you gotta handle it. You gotta handle it professional. And for her to come up to me and ask me why am I spamming when she doesn't even know the piece of the China, I had to put my input in. You know, I had to clear my name and to let you guys know out there that this is not a spamming. This is like actually my show, point blank period. So I could talk about whatever I want to, whenever I want to. If I want to curse, I can, but I choose not to. I choose to keep it professional. So Miss Allen, you need to grow up and, you know, just let it be, you know. And I'm gonna say this, don't be mad at me, because I guess you probably voted for Trump or whatever the case may be, but don't be mad at me. But anyway, guys, I'ma just give her the boot, because I mean, you know, I'm not gonna suit to her level or whatnot. But anyway, guys, we got so much to offer you guys, to my COVID fashion listeners out there. And like I said before, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, yes, I'm talking to you, Miss Allen. Anyway, if you have any questions or concerns, you can feel free to link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com, or you could go under my Facebook page under Let's Talk. I'm also on Instagram, and I'm also on Twitter. You know, I'm on Twitter under Time to Talk FM1. You know, we got so much in store for you guys. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It is this is gonna be like totally, utterly, like just awesome right now, because I have so much to offer today. Anyway, guys, we're gonna do right now the top 15 of the challenges, the top look challenges, top 15. And I didn't enter this challenge because I just didn't, you know, I really didn't, and I apologize for that, guys. But the top 15 challenge is the bridge to somewhere else, and I have the top 15 looks to share with you guys on that. You have number one, Carol's and Muse of COVID. They had the best look in level 69. And number two, you have Stylist St. Key with the best look in level 47. Number three, you have Stylist 89881042 with the best look in level 4. Number 4, you have You Mama Sham Z GFE with the best look in level 15. Number 5, you have Jenny 06 with the best look in level 75. Number 6, you have Jules Mule with the best look in level 65. Number 7, you have CCTPS with the best look in level 57. Number 8, you have Miss Carter 8808 with the best look in level 27. Number 9, you have Joanne COVID with the best look in level 35. Number 10, you have Erica COVID with the best look in level 66. And number 11, you have Maggie 2789 with the best look in level 52. Number 12, you have Miss Charles with the best look in level 72. Number 13, you have flow 3 with the best look in level 32. Number 14, you have Alexia 1924 with the best look in level 50. And last but not least, you have number 15, Stylo 8308-6917 with the best look in level 7. And like I said before, guys, that's the top 15 look in the challenge, The Bridge to Somewhere Else. Guys, like I said before, if you have any questions or comments or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or if you feel like I didn't send you a shout out to your fashion house, you can link up with me as well. But guys, y'all already know what time it is. We have to take that break. And you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. We will be right back. Back, you are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know this is the special COVID's fashion edition. I'm telling you guys, I have so much in store for you guys. And before the break, you know, I did the top 15 top look for The Bridge to Somewhere Else. Oh my God, y'all have wonderful outfits, everybody. And if you have any questions or comments, or if you want me to send a fashion house shout out, all you have to do is link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Oh my God, we're going to move along, guys. And to let you know, I do have a special guest in store for you guys. But right now, we're going to basically move on to another top 15 top look challenge. And this challenge, I did not answer. I don't know why. I don't have an explanation for it. But this is the top 15 top look of the challenge, The Brunch Crew. Number one, Moe XTLR XCBS. Number two, you have Darkenix TSCXCIX. Number three, you have Luca Studio. Number four, you have Green Fairy. And number five, you have Wombat 99. Number six, you have V4N3X Gives You Donuts for TLS. That is a unique name, everybody. Kind of long, but very unique. Number seven, you have CZO. Number eight, you have Lula Tonka. Number nine, you have Laura Dell. Number 10, you have Mile High Diva. Number 11, their outfit was like so up to par, everyone. My COVID fashion listeners, I'm telling you, this outfit was on the money on this challenge, The Brunch Crew. Number 11, They D COVID GMS. And they are in the fashion house Glam Mode and Style. And I'm telling you, that outfit was up to par. I mean, on deck, hands down, and everything. Number 12, you have Spicy Girl XXSOSXX. Number 13, you have M. Gabriella R10. Number 14, you have Nell 005X AOC2. And last but not least, you have number 15, Melissa QGXNETL. And that is the top look, top 15 for the challenge, The Brunch Crew. Oh my God, my COVID fashion listeners, it is a wonderful thing to have you guys listening to me and tuning into me. Like, I have so much to share with y'all today. You just don't understand. And I have a special guest, which is coming up soon. But like I said before, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or whatever the case may be, you could just basically link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at TimeToTalkFM1. And I'm also on Instagram and my Facebook. You can go under Let's Talk. I'm telling you, I have never seen so many people participate in a challenge. I mean, it is like so freaking amazing. And I'm telling you, it is so amazing to have show love and guys show love to me. Before I took a break earlier, I was mentioning a person named Nellie Allen. Basically, she was in the COVID Fashion Add and Borrow Facebook group. And I asked a question to the Facebook group out there in like all the COVID fashions. I basically asked them a question like, when did you join the COVID app game? Or when did you first start the COVID app game? And guys, I had several comments, and some of those comments I'm going to mention to you. So to all my COVID fashion listeners that is listening in the Facebook group, you might want to tune into this one because your name might be on that list, but in a good way, not a bad way. But to Miss Nellie Allen, she basically asked me, why am I spamming? And, you know, like I said before, I got hostile. And, you know, I feel like I'm professional and I don't have to stoop to her level. So at the end of the day, you know, I said some pretty nasty stuff to her. Just like she asked me a question, I gave her an answer. It was like basically she didn't believe me or like what I stand for. And I'm gonna say this again until I end this show or whatever the case may be. This is my podcast show, guys, and I'm not spamming. I'm not, you know, full of crap or whatever the case may be. I am a very good person with a very good heart. And when you have cruel people like Nellie Allen, you know, come and try to destroy you, you have to basically look over the fact that, you know, you don't want to go to her level, because her level is not a positive level. And when you have a person that's negative and thinking somebody always spamming or trying to get at them, I mean, you know, she have a lot of hatred in her heart. So my condolences go out to this young lady, because she thinks the world is like spamming, which it is, and I don't blame her, but why me? You know, everybody knows that I get on the Facebook groups and ask questions. Everybody knows who like is like generally in the Facebook groups, from the administrators to, you know, the people that's in the COVID fashion Facebook groups. They know that I post episodes of the COVID fashion like periodically. So, you know, everybody knew that I was asking questions, this, that, and the third. And, you know, so why would you come out your mouth because you're having a bad day? I don't know if you voted for Trump or whatever the case may be. I mean, you probably might be in a situation what you're going through, but, you know, all people are not mean. You know, all people are cool. You know, once you gotta, I mean, you gotta get to know a person. I mean, she probably been through something where basically she didn't trust. And I feel her pain, but stop going around telling everybody, like, why are you spamming? You don't know what a person's doing. You don't know what a person is out there, what their purpose is in life. You don't know. So, like I said before, when I did the other part of the podcast show, I said what I said, Nellie Allen, and I meant what I said. I'm not going to stoop to your level. I'm not going to go there with you. You know, you stay in your lane just like I stay in mine. And it's just simple as that, you know, because I don't have time for, you know, bickering and asking me questions, why am I spamming? You know, that's kind of childish, and it's not up to my steed. So, you know, I hope you have good luck with that, you know. Anyway, guys, oh my God. This is so amazing. And guys, just to let you know, about the challenges, I think you have the one day, I think it's probably 9 hours from now, but the challenges, you have the kickoff style. Now, I kid you not, I bull crap you not, I enter that challenge because, like, it's like September or whatever the case may be. And of course, you know, it is football season. You know, everybody, you know, getting their football jerseys out, you know, bringing out the wings, the hot wings, or whatever the case may be. So, guys, I had to enter that challenge. And that challenge is the kickoff challenge. Basically, what you have to do is style with Calvin Klein sneaker and one of these slub material tops by White and Warren. Oh my God. I rocked it. I really did. And I am just like so proud of myself rocking that. And then of course, you know, you have other challenges like unravel the mystery. Basically, like right now, what's going on with this challenge, actually, guys, it's a flashback. Basically, you know about the flashbacks. The fashion packs are basically available. And this one is the Galactic Defender. And basically, what you have to do is style with winter 2013 items, 2 neoprene items, and 4 black silver jewelry items. And of course, you know, the fashion pack is available. Anything in a challenge, guys, and I'm pretty sure you already know this, with the flashback, it is always, and I mean absolutely always, a fashion pack available. So, you know about the fashion pack available. You pick 3 items for like 99 cents, you know, and everything, you know, to style, to make it to the next level. Lack thereof, whatever the case may be. Anyway, and then you have From Russia. Basically, what you have to do is style with a black satin item, a burgundy swirl necklace by Dinosaur Designs. I love Dinosaur Design jewelry, everybody. Oh my God. It's this particular necklace that I love, like, just wearing in some of the challenges, and like the earrings, like it's like this brown necklace. I can't think of it, but when I do my other show, I'm gonna let you know about that necklace and the earrings that match to it. It's like brown, and the earrings are brown with it. I mean, you know, it's very, very, very awesome. And also, you have to do black sumo earrings by Ashley Pittman. Ashley Pittman actually has some good jewelry, you know. So, yeah, that's the challenge from Russia. And that's part of the Unravel the Mysteries challenge. And then on top of that, you have Spin Night. You know, I think that's almost up, where you guys are actually voting for that. I want to see the outcome of that Spin Night. I mean, I like the picture and everything. It's just so retro and everything, like the neon colors. And that's part of the Unravel the Mystery Spin Night. Basically, what you have to do is style with fall 2019 items, blue United boots, a brass floral item, and blue glasses. That is like so retro. And I'm telling you, like, I actually entered that challenge too, guys. And to be honest with you, I looked at the blue United nude boots, and they are to die for. I am telling you, it's like seriously to die for. And then you have the 2-day challenges, which is the Woodland Festival. I entered that one actually. And basically, what you have to do is style with a silver accessory item and For Love and Lemons Vicos sweater. So I did that one too, you know. Like, basically, like, today I just enter challenges that I know I'm gonna enter, and hopefully that I get like certain particular stars or whatever the case may be. So, guys, we're gonna take a break, and you're tuning in the Time to Talk podcast. Stay tuned. I have that special guest for you, and we'll be right back. And we are back, guys. You're tuning in the Time to Talk podcast.
And guys, I have my special guest. Oh my God, she is a wonderful lady, and she is from London, United Kingdom, and she loves COVID fashion so much. She's basically dedicated to COVID fashion. I would like to welcome Miss Kimberly Martin. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there, Francesca. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. Oh my God, it's an honor to have you on my podcast show.
I consider it an honor to be here. Thank you.
Oh my God, this is COVID fashion listeners out there, she is so in love with COVID's fashion. She is so in love with COVID's fashion. So, Miss Kimberly, what made you just be interested in COVID's fashions like that?
I was actually playing another game when, to get in-game currency, I had to watch a video about COVID. And I thought, well, let's give this a try. And I was just hopelessly addicted from that moment on. I play probably way too much than is good for me. But it's very relaxing and very creative. And it's fun.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I love COVID fashions. I am infatuated with it. I joined like 2013. Wow. 14. Yes. And oh my God, it's just like so amazing. Like the diamonds, the hair, the makeup, the clothes. Oh my God. So what face, I know that you're on Facebook and you participate in the Facebook groups, right?
Yes. Oh yes.
Which Facebook group you participate in?
I'm in a lot. I'm in Trendsetters and Covered Squad Latinas. I think that's one of my favorites. And Covered Addicts, of course. Covered Muses. I'm just in so many. The head of my fashion house sent me a lot of invites. She's been playing as long as you have. And a lot of my housemates have. So that's how I got involved in the group.
Okay, so like me, my favorite fashion Facebook group is basically the COVID Addicts. Oh my God. Like when I first found out that COVID fashion had a Facebook groups, I participated in that one. And then I just started trending myself. I was like, oh my God, this is like so amazing. So what's your screen name on, you know, COVID's fashion, just to all my COVID fashion listeners out there, just because just in case they want to friend you or whatever the case may be?
It's just Kimberly Martin. I log in through Facebook. It's my Facebook name. And if you want to look for me, it's Kimberly Martin in London, UK.
Oh my God. I just love your accent. Oh my God.
I've lived here for, nearly 40 years. And so my British friends say, oh, you've still got an American accent. And my American friends say, oh, you sound so British. And it's weird because sometimes I sound more like one than the other. I'll probably start talking to you. I'll probably start veering to the American side.
I know that's right. Well, Miss Kimberly Martin, are you going to stay with me while I do these top 15 looks? I mean, I got so many.
You just try and drag me away, sunshine.
Oh my God. I have a right now to all my COVID fashion listeners out there, because you know me and Kimberly, we is gonna talk, because of course y'all know that this is Time to Talk podcast, and we're gonna do guess how many top looks I have for this daily challenge.
20.
No, not this one. Actually, this one is the daily challenge, the birthday baby. I think it was from because of Beyonce, the singer Beyonce birthday and everything. I was on one of the Facebook groups. I don't know which one, I forgot what it was, but like this person said, some of y'all out here are not, you know, styling your models like Beyonce. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute. They got a daily challenge up there for Beyonce. I did top 30 looks. Top 30 looks. Top 30 looks for the daily challenge of birthday baby, which is Beyonce's birthday. So I have a list right there and I'm getting ready to go down the list. Number one, you have Shining Star 51415. Number two, you have Eve Azu. Number three, you have Julia Hence COVID. Number four, you have Bima COVID XXBBXXTLS. I swear they come up with the most longest names, but I'll be handling it though. Number five, you have Jana Grease UD. Number six, you have COVID for BFC. Number seven, you have Renazade. Number eight, you have Scannet. Number nine, you have Cassin GG. Number 10, you have Weenie 1214. Number 11, you have Countess Dragula. Number 12, you have Bells Oliver. Number 13, you have Olas Grupa. Number 14, you have Miss Car Boo Boo. Boo. That is so hilarious. Number 15, you have Stylist 419-885-73. 16, you have Maggie Smeradog. Number 17, you have XX Dragon Empress XX. Number 18, you have Elizabeth Brown 93. 19, you have Princess Namie. Number 20, you have Erizemin. Number 21, you have Harshi 20TLR. Number 22, you have Mia M. Marinex UD. Number 23, you have Carolina. Number 24, you have Jessica Anna B. Number 25, you have VVXX Fashionably Mimi XXTC. 26, you have Carla Lolo, COVID Drew XXCCXX. Number 27, you have Syra KXX. 28, you have Carla Wants TL. 29, you have X Suzanne X. And last but not least, 30, Owen ASF. And that is the top 30 daily challenge for Happy Birthday Baby, which is the Beyonce birthday. So, what do you think about that? And we're moving on to the next list. I think I have a little technical difficulties. Anyway,
it's been one of those days.
Oh, there you are. I thought I lost you, Kimberly. Oh my God, you're back.
I kind of went really quiet there for a minute. I thought I'd lost you, or that I don't know what happened.
But we're here now. So tell me, I'm going to ask you some questions. Just a little questions and all. Have you heard about the other, you know, fashion house groups or whatnot?
I actually have a few baby accounts, I think they're called. sometimes when I type my name in incorrectly, it'll start me off with a new account. And especially at the beginning. And they give you so much money to play with at first that I would get emotionally attached to my new looks. And I would actually set up new emails. So I have a few little accounts that I play. And I've been in and out of a lot of different fashion houses, actually.
Okay.
I've been in actually a lot of them too. And what bothers me the most, I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. I mean, sometimes I didn't play COVID fashion as much, you know, whatever the case may be. And they'll throw you out of the fashion house. I'm like,
yeah,
oh my.
I've had that happen a couple times.
Like, that messes my soul completely up. Completely.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of fashion house shout outs, you know. I've been in their fashion house. The new COVID generation, have you ever heard of those? I mean, that fashion house?
Nope, I haven't.
And Halt for COVID. As a matter of fact, I was checking out this player. It's a girl. Her name is Hot Shopper. And like, basically, she's number one in the closet value. And I'm telling you, this girl always have high stars. Right now, she is at 18.32 stars for like the closet value. I'm like, are you serious? How can I get there?
Well, you've been playing a long time. So you should be quiet.
And I mean, you know, Kimberly, I'm going to like be so honest with you. I am on level 12. Like, I buy and I buy and I buy. I buy till I'm blue in the face. It's like I work, okay? And half of my paycheck goes to COVID fashion.
Wow.
That's how I mean, I love it. Even though I'm on level 12, I try so hard. And I go in these fashion houses, like 80s babies fashion, like the fashion house. Like, they have some unique styles. Oh my God. I mean, it's like crazy.
Can you be unique and still score, Harley?
I mean, I'd be so unique. It's like unique as it gets. Like, some of these, like the models, I dress like how I dress myself. Like,
oh, wow.
Like for an example, the Cyber City Challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I have a punk rock style. I mean, I know you see my pictures, like with the black and white and everything. Like, I like, you know, like rock star looks.
Okay.
And
I just like an old cat lady. All of my clothes have cat holes and cat fur on them. So I'm just waiting for them to come up with that challenge.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. And I like dress and I know how to dress a little bit. My fiance, he always tell me sometimes, he go like, Francesca, you can't dress. And I go like, okay, you know, and I'd be like, I have to, like, he goes and picks out, because I have three beautiful girls, and he actually picks out their clothes, but I feel like I could dress. I mean, that's, you know.
You there, darling?
Yes. Oh, I was finished. But yeah, I love to dress. I don't know what's going on with COVID's fashion. I'm trying.
I'm developing more of an awareness of fashion. Do you ever find yourself in public looking at someone and thinking, yeah, that's an okay outfit, but she's never going to score with that color hair. Or, yeah.
I know.
I can't help myself.
I know. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to have to, I'm going to have to take a break, and I'm pretty sure Kim's going to have to take a break. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and we will be right back.
See ya.
And we are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. This is the special edition, special COVID fashion edition. Just, I'm telling you guys, like I said before, if you have any questions, comments, or concern, or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can also follow me on Twitter at Time to Talk FM1. Guys, I have my guest Kimberly here. Kimmy.
Hello. Okay. Did you have a nice friend?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I try my hardest. I did something on that I haven't did in a minute. And basically what I did, Kim, was I went to all the fashion groups and basically asked them a question. And I got over 100 comments. Can you believe it?
That's wonderful.
And we are about to talk about these comments. But first, I want to inform you, as I was doing the comments, I bumped into a negative comment from somebody earlier before you came on. It was this young lady named Nellie Allen. And basically, she came from the COVID fashion ad and borrow. She basically asked me, Kimmy, like, why are you spamming? And I got very offended, and I was like so hostile with her because I take this very seriously, you know, to all my COVID fashion listeners out there. But, you know, I handled it in a professional way, and I just can't wait till you, I'm telling you, like, she like came down on me. She thought I was spamming and everything. I was like, oh my God. I was hurting.
Oh, some people are just maybe she was in a bad mood or upset about something. Don't take it personally. I think you're.
Thank you so much. But you know what I said? I said maybe she's upset because she voted for Trump.
Yeah. No argument there.
Oh. Oh my God. But guys, like I said before, if you want to if you have a comment or a question, feel free to link up with me at timetotalk@gmail.com. timetotalkfm@gmail.com. But I'm going to talk to you about these fashion groups. Like, I sent a question out that I got over 100 comments. We're going to talk about that. Guess what the question was, Kimmy?
I've been looking all over it. I haven't seen it.
You might want to go under, COVID fashion ad and borrow. I have it up there.
Okay.
Like, I've been getting texts all day.
See, I thought all you day. Said COVID fashion Edinburgh, which is a city in Scotland.
Oh Lord, no! It's just the COVID fashion Edinburgh. It's the Confession Ad and Barb Facebook group. And they're wonderful too. They are like so wonderful, like filling in on updates or whatever. So a big shout out to COVID Fashion Ad and Borrow Facebook group. I'm gonna basically tell you about the question. I asked up there and several other Facebook groups, I asked, when did you join COVID Fashion? And Erin Afton, actually, she's part of the administrator for COVID Fashion Ad and Borrow. She stated that she joined and 12, but I took a few breaks after son, and then twins a few years later. So basically, she was very dedicated, you know, and still is very dedicated to COVID's fashion. So a major kudos for her, you know. And Chelsea Weaver, she's in COVID's Fashion Ad and Borrow. She stated this past winter that she joined the COVID's Fashion. And actually, she's on level 15, almost 16. Chelsea, I'm about to cry because you beat me. You hear me, Kimmy? I'm about to cry. Oh my God, I'm about to cry. I feel so shallow right now. Like, I don't know what to do. But it's another one. Like, these are people that came from COVID's Fashion Ad and Borrow Facebook group. And Nakisha Prevler, she stated that she joined in fall of 2018. I was
okay,
like,
about a year ago.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it's amazing. Like, it's a list I got, you know, is some of them like very funny. And one of them is actually this young lady. She's from COVID's Fashion Ad and Borrow too. Her name is Renee COVID, COVID Fashion. She like literally joined COVID's Fashion 32 hours ago.
What level is she at now?
I mean she didn't state like what level she's on, but like she like joined like 32 hours ago. That's how amazing. Much effect COVID. That's crazy. Wow.
I she think said 32 cool. hours ago. She answered you as well.
Yes, and Yita Davis, basically, she stated that she joined COVID's Fashion 2013, and she is to invest in this game. Like, this game, like, really has an impact on people.
Yeah, yes, I know exactly what you mean. It certainly got a hold of me. And it's hard to explain why, isn't it?
Yes, and the list goes on. And Nicole Kelly, quite frankly, she's from COVID's Fashion Ad and Borrow, stated that she joined 2014. And then you have Julie O.D. Neal joined in January, but she didn't say a specific date. And Trisha Reitnor joined in 2014. And Kathleen Steiner joined in 2015. And Melissa Gurkowski, like, she joined in the end of winter of 2016. But Kimmy, here's the top of the cake. Here's the icing on the cake. This came from a young lady. Her name is Nurai Ashanti. She stated 2 weeks ago she joined. I'm obsessed now. I clear the weekly sprees since I started, and it is very hard to clear them weekly sprees. You know, very hard. And then another lady, Kimmy, COVID Lou. She stated that 2016 she joined, but I got disgusted with nonstop blonde white girl looks and took a couple years Yes. Look, listen. And she also said, I started again earlier this year, 2019, and I'm on level 43 at the moment. I still get disgusted with the blonde white look, but I'm happy to see using modern dolls and varying skin tones and hair. Like, you know, I don't discriminate, you know, because that's not what I do, you know. But I mean, I like all the models, you know.
Good.
I really do. So I don't discriminate, you know. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And you know, and is want to. Actually, it's from COVID's Fashion Attenboro. Joined the end of winter of 2017, and Shauna Ann joined July 2018. Is on level 55 now. See, look, Kim, I'm about to cry. I am literally about to cry.
I'm gonna cry with you.
like what's going on with me, like I don't know what the problem is, you know. I really don't know. And like, you joined 2019 or t- yeah 2000, 2018, Shauna, and on level 55, I commend her so dearly. Kudos to Shauna Ann. And Amy Yasmin joined the spring of 2018 and actually is at level 34 now. Wow. Carrie Vegra, she joined like 2 months ago. She didn't like say a, what level she's on or whatever the case may be. And then you have Mind Jokon joined 2018, and Quelly Scott. Hi, Quelly, how are you? Quelly is an amazing woman. She actually joined November 2014. Like, you know, I basically told her that, you know, her name might be on the podcast and for her to basically tune in. And like, Kim, she commended me. She did.
And right.
Like, she commended me. Yeah. And Christian, like Christian, she's from COVID Fashion Attenboro. She stated she started 2015, then took a break for 4 years, and then start playing again just recently. And Sightskin Zaki, the end of winter of 2018. And Denise Boyd, actually, you know, she joined in fall of 2013, but she stated this, fall of 2013, but I wasn't really serious at first. COVID has certainly changed a lot since then. Like, it really has. Like, for real, for real. I don't know if y'all noticed, if you noticed this, Kim, but haven't you noticed, like, the shape and size of the models?
They're really skinny, but I noticed different outfits make them look different.
I thought it was me.
It's the clothes. It's just like normal people. Because some clothes are really slimming and some clothes not so slimming. So I think in that respect, it's very true to real life. I don't know how they do it. I don't know either. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead and finish there. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Go ahead and finish.
No, that's all. That's all. It's just, is that what you've noticed too? Is that it depends on the clothing?
Yes, because I'm going to tell you what I did. Actually, I got COVID's fashion on my phone and my tablet. And what I did was, like, when I went into, you know, like, you know how when your phone updates periodically or whatnot, you know how it updates and everything. I started seeing the models and, you know, I'm like, damn, is there something wrong with my phone? So I said, you know, let me go to my tablet. So I go to my tablet and I noticed it too. And I was like, oh my God, like they did like a whole 360.
When did you notice it?
I noticed it. I'm going to be honest with you. I noticed it like 4 months ago. And I didn't want to go to the, I mean, you know, I didn't want to go to the fashion groups or the fashion house and ask. I didn't want to go to the Facebook groups and ask because, you know, like, Kim, when you go to these certain groups or whatever, sometimes they get offended. And so, yeah. Like, I just basically kept quiet and went with the flow. Yeah, that's what I did. I just went with the flow. I was like, okay, I'm gonna shut my mouth and don't say a word, not a darn word. And Serene COVID actually comes from COVID's fashion. Adam Barrow states that she joined December, winter of 2016. Rita COVID. Oh my God, Kimmy, you should have heard what she said. She said, Rita COVID stated, someday in 2016. Oh my God, I thought that was so funny. And then, I know. Oh my God. And Reese Yopes, is it Yopes Bay? Stated, I think just this past August, and Mariam COVID stated 2014 took a break 5 years. And Brittany Malone stated fall of 2014. Lily COVID fall of 2014, but started daily playing April 2019. And Yula Mafadai joined 2017, and Kimbert COVID joined fall of 2018, and she is on level 56. Honey, I am scared of you.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I'm like, and then the list goes on and on and on. Oh my God. It's just like, it's like crazy. And Monique COVID stated that she joined fall, winter 2013. Deanne Williams stated winter of 14. Debbie COVID, she stated, I started in 2014, took a break in 2016 until about 4 months ago. Lena B COVID, spring of 2018. Denise COVID stated 2013, too damn long with these scores lately. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you like really kidding me right now? And then like you have the COVID fashion at me and more. This lady, Regina COVID she stated in winter 2013, left summer 2015 and came back winter 2018. And Ionic Chick COVID stated spring of 2019, and Willa COVID like winter of 2018, and Savvy COVID, oh, this Kim, this statement tops the icing of the cake. Savvy COVID stated, better to forget this day, beginning of my drug COVID addict.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, like, what is wrong with these people? And then you have Tilly Frazier stated, I started playing around 2015, but when I got tired of the game, made a new account around December 2016, but deleted the game again. Then beginning of spring 2018, joined and now on level 42. Excuse me. And Sherry Martin stated that she joined 2018 in spring. Tanya Thompson stated she joined 2016. And I think she's one of the administrators of, you know, the Facebook group. And Kelly Covid, you know, joined 2013. And Joy Taylor joined spring of 2014. Like this, like I had over 100 comments than that, but I couldn't put them all, you know, together. You know, I couldn't, like, it was so much. Like when I asked that question, Kimmy, I was like, I kid you not, my tablet was like bling 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 bling. And my daughter was like, old. She was like, Mom, what in the world is going on? I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry, Charzette. And actually, my daughter, she's in a, Kimmy, to be honest with you, she's in a fashion class. And she was like, Mommy, you're getting all these posts from like, what's going on? And I told her what's going on. She said, oh, okay.
Well, that's great. That's great. It's a buzz when you get a lot of replies to something like that, isn't it?
Yes, like it was amazing. And like you told me before, Kimmy, you was like, keep on doing what you're doing. It's gonna come around. It's gonna come around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's coming. Right in my face. Oh my God. Well, Kimmy, it has been an honor to have you on my show.
I've had a blast. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. And sweetheart, please come back anytime. I was like basically thinking about like having more people, and you are my number one priority to like join like my shows, my COVID's Fashion Special Edition. It has been an honor.
Well, thank you. And absolutely keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep listening.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I got a fan. I have a number one fan, COVID listeners. We're going to take a break. And Kim, thank you for tuning in and joining my show. It has been an honor. Guys, you are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast, and we will be right back.
Okay.
And we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast, the special edition, the COVID's Fashion Special Edition. I would like to thank my wonderful guest, Kimberly Martin, for stopping by and talking to you guys about COVID fashion. She can go all day, all night about COVID's fashion. I love her so much. I honor her so much in everything she do. So thank you, Kimberly Martin, for stopping by. Moving on, guys, we have a top 10 list for a daily challenge, guys. Actually, this is the top 10 challenge detective in training. Number one, you have Baldowski. I'm sorry. God, y'all come up with the craziest names. And number two, you have Everyday Lunder. Number three, you have TSDB05. Number four, you have Sylvia AM. Number five, you have Covert Tret. Oh my God.
I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, guys. I am like so sorry. With number five. Number six, you have Annette X Baby X Account. Number seven, you have Supreme's Silk. Number eight, you have Fiend 1089. Number nine, you have Stylist 894-08989. And last but not least, you have number 10 with XOXO Cosmetics by Sherry. And like I said before, that is the top 10 top look list for the Challenge Detective in Training. Oh my God. And then you have also, guys, if you want to link up with me, if you have any questions or want to send a fashion house shout out, the whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can also follow me on Twitter under timetotalkfm1. Guys, I also have top travel scores. Oh my God, like these scores are like so high. I just can't believe it. Okay, in North Carolina, you have Crystal Coast, Fashion House Cut Loose, and they have 313.2 stars. Tennessee, you have Felicia Lynn, CL, Fashion House Cut Loose with 308.2. California, you have X The Real Bag Hag X, and their fashion house is Catwalk Divas, and their score is 308.6. New Hampshire, you have TLS 4 Autumn Please XXRBE, and their fashion house is Royal British Delight, and their score is 309.38. And in the Bahamas, you have TL Please K Thanks, and their fashion house is Catwalk Divas, and their score is 311.3. And like I said before, that is the top travel scores. The top like outfits in the UK, you have TL139 Hannah XO Hunger Games with 171,141 likes. And their fashion house is XXTCSXX. And last but not least, you have Christina Vella, Red Rose Like House. That's their fashion house. And they have 224,060 likes. And Mako from the United States, Mako Secret, and their fashion house is iClone. And they have 154,909 likes. And that is the top outfit likes that I have. Oh my God. Like, we done did one big swamp. I'm telling you. Oh my God. I can't believe that I made it this far, guys. And we're moving on, guys, to the Operation Survival. And I have top 15 top look lists for that. Number one, you have Katie X Scarlet X O'Hara. Number two, you have Athena the Goddess XXTLR. Number three, you have XXGKY XXRBE XX. Number four, you have Endlessly. Number five, you have Juliana Piff. Number six, you have KC Cakes. Number seven, you have BTS V Forever, AUTIS Mommy TLR. Number eight, you have Sophia RB41. Number nine, you have Ariel Wine 15,000. Number 10, you have Amanda 444. Number 11, you have Jenny LDG. Number 12, you have Amicha. Number 13, you have Ella Terry's. Number 14, you have Baby 1208. And last but not least, you have number 15 with Little Muffins. And like I said before, that's the top 15 top looks of the challenge Operation Survival. And we're moving on, guys, to the daily challenge. And I have top 10 for the daily challenge, which is the Queen's Gambit. Number 4, you have Mia Fast Fab. Number 2, you have Yule Baby. Number 3, you have Gabriella PMPM. Number 4, you have XOOOX. Number 5, you have Arisha Red Fox. Number 6, you have Stylist 585-8766. Number 7, you have Queen Stylist 003. Number 8, you have the Izzos. Number 9, you have Ashley Marie 91. And last but not least, you have number 10, VV Planzo. And like I said before, that is the top 10 daily challenge, top 10 top looks, the Queen's Gambit. And actually, guys, I entered this challenge and I have the top 15 top looks for that. And I sucked. I got 3.28 stars. Ah, whew. Lord have mercy. Anyway, this challenge is called Workspace. I felt like I did a good job on that with the pink. You know, people wear pink to work. But anyway, here is the top 15 top look of the challenge Workspace. Number 1, you have KLH81. Number 2, you have Danny2Eyes94. Number 3, you have Danlina63. Number 4, you have Pool School Gal. Number 5, you have K Molly. Number 6, you have Style Me a Dream. Number 7, you have Queen Lady Rose. Number 8, you have Barbarella11. Number 9, you have Dakin TSC. Number 10, you have Blue Eyes12. Number 11, you have Liz Design. Number 12, you have Kathy Looks. Number 13, you have COVID Victim XDHE. Number 14, you have Disaster57. And last but not least, you have number 15, Lisa Meg. And that is the top 15 top look challenge Workspace. Guys, oh my God. I can't believe I got through all this. And then on top of that, I had a special guest. And then on top of that, I sent mad shout outs to all the Facebook groups and everything. And, you know, like I said before, you know, I asked, you know, question, what was your, you know, when did you basically start COVID's fashion? And y'all absolutely, I mean, extremely came through. And I am so pleased to have my guests. And I want to send a special, like, fashion house shout outs to the new COVID generation, 80s babies fashion, and everything. So guys, and I also want to send a special shout out to the Facebook groups, COVID Fashion Collation, COVID's Fashion Add and Borrow, COVID's Fashion Add and More, and so many fashion like Facebook groups out there that's dealing with COVID. Keep doing your thing. And like I said before, if I didn't mention your Facebook group or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And also, guys, I'm also on Twitter under timetotalkfm1. You can also follow me on Instagram, and you can also follow me on your Facebook under Let's Talk. Guys, I had a wonderful time, and I thank y'all so much for tuning in. And like I said before, it was an honor to have my special guest, Kimberly Martin. So I just thank God that she, you know, swung through, you know, gave her description and whatever the case may be. And guys, it's time for me to sign off. And like I said, everybody, be safe